Hello, and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. This week we have a radio musical with songs by Sigmund Romberg that have stayed popular for almost 100 years. Railroad Hour adapted the 1928 musical New Moon, a light-hearted, swashbuckling romantic comedy set in New Orleans. Gordon McRae was host and star, with guest stars Rudy Valley and Nadine Connor, along with Carmen Dragon's orchestra. Carmen Dragon's musical arrangements are wonderful. The Railroad Hour was a classy, expensive radio show, but it was only a 45-minute show, so we also have a 15-minute Dinah Shore show with Mel Torme. Enjoy the rousing music of Sigmund Romberg and the tongue-in-cheek dialogue in The Railroad Hour, The New Moon. First broadcast November 29th, 1949 on ABC.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And from Hollywood, here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, your railroads, through the Association of American Railroads, present the romantic musical success, The New Moon, starring the host of our series, Gordon McRae, and two very famous guests, Miss Nadine Connor and Mr. Rudy Valley. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the entire production is set to the music of Carmen Dragon's orchestra, and brought to you by the American Railroads, that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is Gordon McRae.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Gordon McRae helping to bring you another in our series of musical successes. And tonight, it's the famous Sigmund Romberg hit, The New Moon. In the role of the Lady Marianne, you will hear the charming Metropolitan Opera soprano, Miss Nadine Connor. And as Alexander, Marianne's naive and amusing bondservant, we present that favorite of radio and screen, Mr. Rudy Valley. I, too, play a bondservant, a swashbuckling lad named Robert Misson, who sails to romance and high adventure on a ship called the New Moon.
The year of our Lord, 1791. A dream of freedom and equality had caught spark and was beginning to glow in hearts that knew what to do with it.
Men of France, here meeting with us tonight in this New Orleans tavern are bondservants like myself, sailors, craftsmen, scholars, all good men and true who have come to meet in secret because they want to live as free men and govern themselves. As most of you know, I was once considered a member of the French aristocracy, and I am possibly even more aware than you of the stupid cruelty of a society that tells the starving who beg for bread to eat cake. My friends, the day of kings is at its sunset. The sun is rising for men like you and me, who count freedom more important than life. If you come with me tonight, the plans are made for us to commandeer a ship and sail to the Caribbean, to an island called the Isle of Pines. There we shall found a colony for the strong of purpose, the brave, the stout-hearted. Are you with me?
Yes.
Good.
Give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. Start me with 10 who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000 more. Shoulder to shoulder and bolder, they grow as they go to the fore. Then there's nothing in the world can halt for my plan. When stout-hearted men can stick together man to man. You who have dreams, if you act, they will be yours. To turn your dreams to a fact, it's up to you. If you have the soul and the spirit, never fear it, you'll see it through.
Hearts can inspire other hearts with their fire.
For the strong obey when a strong man shows them the way.
Shoulder to shoulder and holder and holder, they grow as they go to the fore. Then there's nothing in the world can halt or mar a plan.
When stout-hearted men can stick together.
We'll gather under the wharf at midnight. One ship in the harbor is loaded with supplies and ready to sail with the tide. I believe many of you are already members of her crew, the New Moon.
The New Moon!
The bride ship, bound for Martinique.
Well, we need brides to start a colony, don't we? All right, go about your duties quietly until midnight and speak no word of this. If we are found out, all hope is lost. Come, Alexander.
Yes, Robert.
Oh, take your last look at New Orleans, Alexander. By tomorrow, we'll be on the open sea.
Julie is going to go with me.
Alexander, when we left France, you told me you wanted to escape into a man's world.
Well, myself, I like a man's world with women in it.
Alexander, you haven't a brain in your head.
I know. I've had complaints about it before. Where are we going now?
Going back to the house.
Back to the house? Have you lost your senses? You know that the king's detectives, Rebo, is at the house. Have you forgotten the king has declared you a traitor? And that Rebo is in New Orleans for the express purpose of returning you to France and the guillotine?
Rebo has never seen me. All he knows is that I am a bondservant. He doesn't know which bondservant. And besides, he only arrived from France today. He will hardly trouble himself tonight with a ball going on.
Look, I have a right to be stupid. I was born that way. But people expect more of you.
It's a masked ball. In a costume and mask, it won't be much of a trick to slip in and join the guests. I'll have a dance with her before the midnight hour.
Oh, Robert, I wish you wouldn't do things like this. Every time I think about it, my streaks turn yellow.
Alexander, where's your stout heart?
I'm a stout-hearted coward.
Now, that's ridiculous.
I know, but being a coward is so comfortable. No one ever expects anything of you. And you live so much longer. You'll never live to be old.
I don't care if I live to be old, so long as I can be young with... Marianne, I want to love you.
Oh, Marianne, I want to love you, though I'm dead without a head.
She's beautiful.
Oh, all women are beautiful. That's the only justification for their existence.
But she's beyond words, beyond description. She's...
I know, I've heard this before. I know just what you'd like to say to Marianne.
Oh, do you?
Yes, listen. Marianne, I want to love you. I'll repeat it every day, dear. Marianne, I want to love you. It's a simple thing to say, dear. Were there more praises to sing, praises to ring, I'd sing them to you. Let others doubt them who will, I would be still believing them true. And though you may never love me, I will never cease to woo you. Though you're flying high above me, I will try to fly up to you. I know the worry and strife that come with a wife, but here is a man who'd gladly give up his life to marry you, Marianne. Marianne, I want love. I repeat it every day. Marianne, I want love. It's a simple thing to say. I know the worry and strife that come with a wife, but here is a man who'd gladly give up his life.
Who'd give up his life
to marry.
To marry.
To marry. To marry.
Alex, we're almost to the door. She might hear you.
Don't interrupt me when I'm singing so well. It's a simple thing to say, dear.
Alexander, is that you singing?
Yes, Mistress Marianne.
How dare you sing like that under my window?
I beg your pardon, Mistress, if the song offends you.
Oh, I don't mind the song, Alexander, if you only wouldn't sing it through your nose.
Yes, I've had complaints about that before, too.
Good evening, my mistress.
Oh, good evening, Robert. Alexander, you're needed in the kitchen. The guests are beginning to arrive.
Yes, my lady. My time is your time.
Lady Mary Ann, a word with you, please.
Yes, Monsieur Ribault. Come into the library.
So, that's the man who wants to send me to the guillotine.
Sing through my nose, do I?
I'll take my chance with Monsieur Ribault.
Just because she doesn't have any adenoids.
Come, Alexander, quick. I want you to help me dress for the ball.
Alexander!
Oh, Julie!
Oh, Alexander!
Oh, Julie!
Oh, Alexander!
Oh, Julie!
Look, would you two mind continuing this stimulating conversation later?
We have so much to say to each other.
I thought we would meet at midnight at the wharf. I didn't know you were coming back.
Robert insisted on coming back.
Yes, I have one thing left to do. One farewell yet to make. With me. Will the Lady Marianne grant me the favor of this dance?
Oh, it will be my pleasure, monsieur.
Oh, I shall remember this dance as long as I live, Lady Marianne.
Have we danced before, monsieur?
Only in my dreams.
So you are a dreamer, too.
Are you a dreamer, Lady Marianne?
Oh, very much of one. And my dream is a very old-fashioned dream, monsieur. It has been the dream of women since time began. In this year of 1792, our conventions have been thrown all askew. And I know I'm out of date when I seek one faithful lover true. To be really in the fashion today, you must have a dozen more in your sway. But somehow I don't believe in the modern plan. I want to wait for just one man. One kiss, one man to save it for. One man for him alone. One word, one vow, and nothing.
Come, Lady Marianne, walk with me in the garden.
Do I know you, sir? There is something in your manner that is familiar. And yet it seems to me if we had met before,
I would recognize you immediately, no matter what your disguise.
Here, through this door, Lady Marianne. Oh, look at that moon, Lady Marianne, a new moon. Turn around and wish over your left shoulder.
You too. There. What did you wish?
What men always wish for, the impossible, the unattainable. What did you wish for?
I think the same as you.
Come, take my arm. Let us walk through the garden and pretend that we have walked here every night for, oh, say 4 months.
Why 4 months?
Because then you would surely know that the things I want to say to you are not just the pretty compliments one pays a lady at a ball.
What are the things that you would say, monsieur?
My heart is aching for someone, and you are that someone.
I am intrigued by your story. Can I believe this is true?
Oh, monsieur, monsieur, how is it that a stranger can almost seem like the answer to a dream? Is it you I've waited for? Is yours the voice I had almost despaired of hearing?
I know the end of your story, but someone is you.
Wanting you every day, I am wanting you every night. I am longing to hold you close to my eager breast.
Wanting love in the heaven I'm dreaming of makes the heaven seem far above any hope that I may.
Marianne, you know.
Oh, this afternoon, when Monsieur Ribaud told me that one of my bondsmen was a nobleman, I knew immediately who it was. You are Robert Misson, are you not?
Yes. Yes, I am, Robert Misson.
Thank you, mademoiselle. Thank you. Men, seize this gentleman. Seize Robert Misson.
Let me go.
Well, Monsieur Misson, at last. Your ladyship, I am in your debt forever. You have helped me capture one of the most dangerous men in New Orleans.
Her ladyship was indeed most clever.
Her ladyship is a faithful subject of her king. She received a royal order to assist in the capture of the traitor Robert Misson.
Congratulations, mademoiselle. You made a fool of me, and you used my love to betray me. But you just may have betrayed yourself as well. Goodbye, Mistress Marianne.
Robert, listen to me.
I never find you near me.
Come, Monsieur Ribaud. I am your prisoner. Let's be done with this business.
Follow me, men, and be careful that he doesn't escape.
Robert!
In this world you were all that I adore.
In just a moment, the second act of The New Moon will be brought to you by the American Railroads. First, let me ask you this question. Have you ever realized how directly the service of our railroads on the land is connected with the operation of the ships of our Navy at sea? Well, to the men who are responsible for building, maintaining, and operating those ships, the connection is very real and vital. That's why Admiral Louis Denfeld, Chief of Naval Operations of the United States Navy, has pointed out, and I quote, that land transportation is as vital to our Navy as water transportation. And he added, quoting again, most of the land transportation that is so essential to the Navy is performed by the railroads. What is true of the Navy, as described by Admiral Denfeld, is true of every other part of our national defense. And it is equally true of the peacetime commerce by which we all live. For America's basic transportation runs on rails. And now back to The New Moon, starring Nadine Connor, Rudy Valley, and your host, Gordon McRae.
Come in.
Monsieur Ribault?
Yes?
The captain of the New Moon sends his compliments. Would like to see you in his cabin.
Oh, thank you. I'll come at once. I say, who's singing?
The members of the crew, sir.
Oh?
Here you are, Monsieur Ribault. Go right in.
Well... Good day, Monsieur Ribault.
Misson, how did you get out of the brig? What are you doing in the captain's quarters? Where is Captain Duval?
A regrettable accident in New Orleans just before the ship left port. Something fell on his head. And since he was unable to sail, it was decided that I should be captain in his place.
Who decided?
Why, I decided. I and my crew.
Your crew?
Yes, every member of the crew that now mans the New Moon is a follower of mine, Monsieur Ribault.
Why, you pirate, you bandit, without a doubt this is the most brazen...
We're bound for an uninhabited island in the Caribbean, Monsieur Ribault, where we intend to set up a colony.
A colony in the Caribbean?
Yes.
And what do you intend to do about the Lady Marianne?
The Lady Marianne?
Yes, she's on board this ship.
On board this ship? Well, that's impossible.
Captain Duval brought her on board. There had been an understanding between them for some time. They planned to be married in Paris on this trip.
Oh, I see.
Yes. So perhaps you'd better return the ship to New Orleans, unless you want your island invaded by Captain Duval and the entire French fleet.
First, they'll have to find our island, and I'll take that chance. You may return to your quarters, Monsieur Ribault. I see no need to confine you to the brig.
Oh, thank you. Good day, Monsieur Misson.
Robert, we're in trouble. Call the stout-hearted, the brave, the fearless. Call everyone.
I know. Marianne's on board, Alexander. Ribault just told me.
She's on deck with Julie.
Come on.
What a day. Look at that sea. Ah, it's enough to make a man shiver his timbers.
Yes, there they are, all right, standing by the rail.
Oh, Julie, last night... The sky was blue and high above. The moon was new and so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last. Had its day. sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old, and while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me.
I remember every
I'm afraid your lover is far from here, Lady Marianne.
Oh, Robert!
Alexander!
Julie!
Oh, Alexander!
Oh, Julie!
Lady Marianne, have you been informed that I am in command of this ship now?
You are in command of this ship?
Yes.
Where is Captain Duval?
In New Orleans, with a slight headache.
Oh, no, Robert. He wouldn't go out with another girl so soon.
And where is this ship bound?
For an island in the Caribbean, to found a colony. And you are at complete liberty to start swimming home any time you choose.
It must make you feel very triumphant to have won your vengeance against a woman, Monsieur Misson. You are completely contemptible. Good day.
Good day, your ladyship.
I'll see you later, Alexander.
I'm glad you gave her a piece of my mind at last.
Sadness and bitterness are melancholy companions, Alexander. And they are all she has left me.
Love came to me, gay and tender. Love came to me, sweet surrender. Love came to me in bright romantic splendor. Fickle was she, faithful never. Fickle was she, and clever, so it will be. Passions that thrill love and lift you high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let you fall to hell. So ends the story softly as in an evening sunset. Gave you glory, we'll take it all away.
Well, I suppose it's a lesson that every man must learn.
Alexander. Oh, Alexander, darling.
Julie. Oh, Julie, darling.
Alexander.
Julie.
Doesn't life ever get monotonous for you two?
Why should it? She's completely wrapped up in me, and so am I.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt this happy scene. But I'm afraid I have work for you to do, Alexander.
Goodbye for the moment, my heart.
My sweet. Oh, I'm such a devil with women.
All right, you devil with women. Do you think you can bring yourself up to earth enough to call the men on deck for me?
I'll be at it at once.
Good.
I'll have them on deck practically at once.
No. 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 No, I don't want her. I don't want her. I'm through with her. No. No, I'm through with her.
Dreams are vain. I've awakened to find that love is nowhere near me. In this world you are all that I adore.
Robert, they're on deck.
What? Oh, Alexander.
The men are on deck, and the girls, too. They're waiting for you to talk to them.
All right. Men, within a few days, we will be at the Isle of Pines. And we will build our homes and set up our government as we have planned. And the Isle of Pines will be the Isle of Free Men. And since we must establish homes, I want every woman on the ship to marry as soon as we land. From now on, you are living in a democracy. As in all governments of free men, the worth of that democracy is up to you, the people who comprise it. All right, to your stations, men.
Robert, how can you trick them like that? Sailors, petty officers, bond servants, you know it can't work.
It can work, and it will. You'll see that it will work, Marianne.
And who am I to marry?
Anyone you want.
Thank you so much. Good day, Monsieur Misson.
Marianne.
What do you want?
I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along, I've walked along with you. No wonder I am lonely.
The sky is blue.
The sky is blue.
The night is cold.
The night is cold.
The moon is blue.
The moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing.
Good night, Robert.
Goodbye, Marianne.
Robert, come back.
Just after the first act of tonight's show, we were talking about Admiral Louis Denfeld, Chief of Naval Operations of the United States Navy, and what he said about how our Navy's needs lands transportation, most of which is provided by railroads. Looking to the future, the Admiral said, and I quote, "From the standpoint of national security, the readiness of the railroads is equal in importance to the readiness of the Navy." End of quotation. To meet such a responsibility, to be in readiness for emergency, the railroads have to do their daily jobs as they come along. But they have to do more. They must think ahead, plan ahead, spend ahead for progress and improvement. That's what the railroads have done and are continuing to do. That's why they were able to meet the demands of defense in the Second World War. That's why they are today turning out so much more transportation service than in the years just after the First World War, and doing it more dependably and more efficiently. That's why railroads today would be better able to meet the impact of a national emergency than they were 9 years ago when war broke out in Europe. But what has been done is not enough. If the railroads are to meet fully the day-by-day demands of agriculture, industry, and commerce, and to be found adequate to national needs in a time of crisis, two things are essential. The first is that railroads shall have a chance to secure the materials and equipment needed both for daily operations and upkeep now, and for the improvements and expansion which railroads need to make and want to make for the future. And the second is that railroads shall have a chance to earn revenues in line with today's costs, earnings which will enable them to make the improvements, which always will be needed to meet the needs of a growing nation. The Railroad Hour show train will return in just a moment after a brief pause for station identification. Now we return to The New Moon, starring Nadine Connor, Rudy Valley, and your host, Gordon McRae.
And high above, the moon was new, and so was love.
Please sit down, Marianne.
Monsieur Ribaud, I do not know why you have come to my house with Robert Musson, but
I don't know why you insisted that I come here with you, Monsieur Ribaud. Marianne and I have nothing to say to each other.
But Marianne is the one unmarried woman on the island. You said every woman must be married.
Well, I made an exception of her. Oh? It seemed unfair to my men to ask any of them to take her.
Thank you for your gallantry, Monsieur Misson.
You built this cabin for Marianne. Does a man who really hates a woman build a home for her?
She had to have a place to live. And after all, it's my fault that she's on the island.
It's also your fault that I'm on the island, yet you made me build my own cabin.
May I ask the meaning of all this, Monsieur Ribaud?
Yes. I want to tell you a story.
Oh, now, really?
Ribaud, I have a great many things to do.
No. This is an important story. Particularly important to me because I am the villain of the piece. Now, once upon a time, not too long ago, a man danced with a girl at a ball. He kissed her. They fell in love.
Monsieur Ribaud.
Monsieur Ribaud, yes. That's the name of the villain. An aristocrat, a most despicable fellow. It was he who led the young man to believe that the girl had conspired in his arrest, when all the time that same girl was ready to move heaven and earth to save him.
Ribaud, is this true?
Oh, please. What is the use of telling him now?
Marianne, I told Robert that you came on board the New Moon to go to France with Captain Duval and marry him there.
You did that?
It isn't true?
Why, of course it isn't true. I came on board with Julie to try to help you escape.
Marianne.
Isn't it a pretty story? At the very moment when the boy and the girl thought they were hopelessly apart, they find themselves together on a moonlight night, with only one wish now, that the extra gentleman should say goodnight.
Oh.
And so, goodnight.
Marianne.
One kiss, one girl to save it for. One love for her alone. One word, one vow, and nothing more to tell her I'm her own.
One magic night within his arms, with passion
all my life, I love you.
And now at last, this colony will be all that I ever dreamed of. A place for free men to live and be happy. And a home for you and me.
Oh, my darling, my darling. What's that?
Sounds like everyone is gathering outside.
Oh, hey! The French, please!
Robert Misson?
Yes?
I am Captain Dijon of the French Navy.
Captain, I am Ribaud. I sent you the message to land. I kept Misson occupied so that you could land without risk. He is wanted by the King of France for murder.
There is no King of France, monsieur.
There is no King of France?
On the 14th of July, Citizen Misson, the lilies of France were replaced by the tricolor. France is a republic. Those of you who wish to remain here under Governor Misson may be citizens in the new republic. Those who wish to follow Ribaud and the rest of the aristocrats to the guillotine may fall in line.
I, an aristocrat? I, Citizen Ribaud?
Are there any other aristocrats on this island?
No, only this one, who is my promised wife.
Yes, Citizeness Marianne Misson.
You are to be his wife, mademoiselle?
His wife, his follower, his love. Wanting you every day, I am wanting you. Every night, I am longing to hold you close to my eager breast.
Wanting love in that heaven I'm dreaming of.
Oh, Alexander, darling.
Oh, Julie, darling.
Alexander?
Julie!
Alexander?
Look, darling, the moon is new. Turn your back on it and wish.
Oh, darling, I have everything I could wish for now. Wanting you.
Nothing else in this world will do. In this world you are all that I adore. I
hope everything in this world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. And this is Gordon McRae giving a special vote of thanks to our guest stars, Miss Nadine Connor and Mr. Rudy Valley, and to Joe Kern, Sandra Gould, and Paul Fries for their fine performances in our production of The New Moon, with book and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II, Frank Mandel, and Lawrence Schwab, with music by Sigmund Romberg and adapted for radio by Miss Jean Holloway. Well, next week our star-studded show train will arrive on the same tracks at the same time. And on board will be William Bendix, Doris Day, and Joan Edwards to join me in bringing you George Gershwin's Girl Crazy, with our chorus under the direction of Norman Luboff and the music arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon.
All aboard!
Looks as though we're ready to pull out, so until next week, goodbye.
New Moon has been presented by special arrangement with the Tams Whitmark Music Library. Gordon McRae appeared on this program by arrangement with Warner Brothers. This is Marvin Miller speaking. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by 132 railroads of the United States. Each one of them has its own operations and services. Each one competes keenly with others for business. But all of them work together through the Association of American Railroads for the improvement of all railroading and for better service to you. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
You're listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web with your host, Justine Ward. Next, we have Dinah Shore's Chevrolet program, 15 minutes of music and patter. In this episode, her guest star is Mel Torme, and it's a musical treat. The Dinosaur Show with Mel Torme, first broadcast January 5th, 1955 on NBC.
WRCA and WRCA FM, New York. Transcribed.
Your Chevrolet dealer, whose Motoramic Chevrolet for 1955 is stealing the thunder from the high-priced cars, brings you twice each week from Hollywood, the Dinosaur Show. And here she is, Miss Dinosaur.
You take your tea with cream, and in your favorite dream, is there a house with a view? And do you love a formal dance, and do you hate a smarty pants? I ought to know more about you. Do you like to watch the stars, and plan a trip to Mars, and plan it just for us two? And would your heart go boom-ty-boom if I should walk into the room? I ought to know more about you. Do you wear what mother knits, and on banana splits, do you like all of the goo? And do you love those Gershwin tunes, and do you hate a dish of prunes? I ought to know more about you. Do you like to telephone, and when you're all alone, do you get lonesome and blue? And I would like to know so much, if you're the skin I'd love to touch, I ought to know more about you. Do you play canasta yet? Are you the type to fret because the rent's overdue? And do you love to eat in bed? And do you hate a champagne head? I ought to know more about you. Are you fond of plays and things when Perry Como sings? Do you get goose pimples too? And I would have to know today, do you drive a Chevrolet? I ought to know more. I gotta know more. I gotta know more about you.
How do you do? And welcome from the Chevrolet dealers all over America. You know what? This is our first show of 1955. You know what else? To start the new year off right, we've arranged to have with us, as our guest star this evening, one of my very favorite people who's also one of my very favorite singers. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mel Torme.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Welcome to the show, Mel. And please, make yourself right at home.
Well, thank you, Dinah. Hey, it's wonderful seeing you again.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Oh, much too long. You know, before I say anything else, I want to hear you sing Whither Thou Goest, Dinah.
Whatever thou sayest, Mel.
Oh, thank you.
Whither thou goest, I will go. Wherever thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, my love. Whither thou goest, I will go. For as in that story long ago, that same sweet love story now is so. Thy people shall be my people, my love. Whither thou goest, I will go. Thy people shall be.
Thank you very much. Gee, that's a pretty song, isn't it? Well, now that I've stated my travel plans, musically speaking, here are mutual friends Frank Duvall and Art Baker with dramatic advice for your travel plans. Listen.
More than a new car, a new concept. The Motoramic Chevrolet 455. There's a big, bold, beautiful change in styling, comfort, and performance. Be sure to see it soon. And while you're about it, feast your eyes on Chevrolet's new station wagons. They're the niftiest station wagons 1955 has in store, with sleek show car styling and an elegant note of high fashion in every line. What's more, Chevrolet has made them as handy as they are handsome. Plenty of cargo room, plenty of passenger room. When you see Chevrolet's fleet of all new station wagons, you'll agree they're built to work hard, play hard, and perform beautifully. So stop in at your Chevrolet dealers. See the new station wagons. See all the magnificent models of the Motoramic Chevrolet 455.
Now, let's talk some more with our extra special guest, Mel Torme, husband, father, recording star, television star, and songwriter.
All of us, thank you, Dinah.
You are all very welcome, sir. Hey, by the way, Mel, how's your family? I haven't seen your wife, Candy, in ages.
Oh, she's just wonderful, Dinah. You wouldn't even know Stephen Michael, you know.
Oh, we were introduced once. Because he was pretty blasé about the whole thing.
Yeah, I remember. Wouldn't take his toes out of his mouth long enough to say hello. Well, he's two now, and that's all changed.
Naturally.
Know? Yeah, it's crayons he won't take out of his mouth now. So you have a boy, too, don't you?
Oh, yes. John David. Jody, for short. Perfect little gentleman of 6 whole months.
Oh, wonderful. Well, just wait till he starts walking.
Oh, I'm prepared. I've been all through that with our daughter, Missy.
Oh, Dinah, with a mere sweet little girl, you've just had a hint of what's in store, believe me.
Oh, I don't know about that. Little girls these days aren't so mere as they used to be.
You may be right at that. A mere little 2-year-old gal who lives next door already has my son eating out of her hand and loving it.
And she probably makes the best mud pies on the block.
What Stephen Michael says, and he ought to know. He's tasting them all. Gee, it sure makes you wonder, doesn't it?
How they ever survive?
Oh, how we ever survive.
How do we? Mel, getting back to your other career for a moment, I heard one of your latest choral recordings the other day, and I just went crazy over it. That arrangement is so great, it makes the old tune, Eyes a Muggin, sound as if it were written just yesterday.
Gee, I'm going to have to hire you for a press agent. You know that, Dinah?
I'll accept the nomination. I've been touting this record all over town. How about singing it for us?
I'd love to.
Eyes a muggin, boom, dolly, da. Eyes a muggin, bang, dolly, da. Eyes a muggin, boom, dolly, da. Bebop, 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 bebop. Nobody knows just how it started. Somebody blew it through a horn. Somebody played it on a fiddle. Somebody sang it and a song was born. Now it's the craze, the new sensation. Now it's the song the bands all swing. Now it's the phrase that rocks the nation. Don't try to stop me cause I'm going to sing. Eyes a muggin, boom, dolly, ada. Eyes a muggin, bang, dolly, ada. Eyes a muggin, boom, dolly, ada. Bebop, 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 bebop. That's not enough, you don't just sing it. You play a game and here's the trick. You have to count so you can swing it. Sort of a musical arithmetic. You have to keep your brain from slumber. It's really like a school exam. You have to think about each number. Meanwhile, the orchestra begins to jam. Here we go now, we're gonna count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 8, 9, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 18, 19, 22. Nobody knows just how it started. Somebody blew it through a horn. Somebody played it on a fiddle. Somebody sang it and the song was born. Now it's the craze, the new sensation. Now it's the song the bands all swing. Now it's the phrase that rocks the nation. Don't try to stop me cause I'm going to sing. Azamagan, boom, da-li-a-da. Azamagan, bang, da-li-a-da. Azamagan, boom, da-li-a-da. Bebop, 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 bebop. Bebop, 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 bebop.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Gee, that was fine, Mel. I like it even more this time, I think, than the first time I heard it.
Well, thank you, Dinah. It's mighty sweet of you to say so.
Oh, I'm just a living doll.
Well, you certainly are. You know, since I've always had a suppressed desire to sing with a living doll, what would you think about us maybe singing a little duet, huh?
Who needs to think? Let's do it, Mel.
I'm with you. Got a favorite composer in mind?
Two of them. Rodgers and Hart. Got a tune?
Wish I Were in Love Again?
Sounds peachy keen to me. You don't know that I felt good when we up and parted.
You don't know I knocked on wood, gladly broken hearted.
Worrying is through, I sleep all night.
Appetite and health restored.
You don't know how much I'm bored. The sleepless nights,
the daily fights,
the quick toboggan when you reach the heights.
I miss the kisses and I miss the bites.
I wish we were in love again. The broken dates,
the endless waits,
the lovely loving and the hateful hates.
The conversation with the flying plates.
I wish we were in love again.
No more pain.
And no more strain.
Now I'm sane, but
we would rather be punch drunk. The pulled out fur of cat and cur. The fine mismating of a him and her. We've learned our lesson, but we wish we were in love. Again. Mel Salmay, ladies and gentlemen. He's one of our nicest people, isn't he? And now here's another of our nicest people, our staunch and steady friend Art Baker, with a sincere invitation to all of you.
Thank you, Dinah. I want to invite everybody to see and drive the Motoramic Chevrolet for 55. Chevrolet and General Motors' new ideas about styling, performance, and comfort will give you a whole new slant on what low-cost motoring can be and is in the Motoramic Chevrolet. Dinah will be back on this station Friday evening, same time. Be sure to enjoy Dinah on television, too, presented Tuesday and Thursday evening over NBC-TV by your Chevrolet dealer, who also brings you the exciting television show Treasury Men in Action each week. Check your paper for time and station. And now here's Dinah again, suggesting that you'll have a calendar full of happy driving days all through 1955 if you remember to
see the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. Not everybody, see you Friday.
From Hollywood, you've just heard the Dinah Shore Show, produced, directed, and transcribed by Dick Mack, written by Bob Mitchell, with music arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall.
Hear Frank Sinatra with your favorite hit tunes tonight on the NBC Radio Network.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. And we're now on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for now.